Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio. From Florida. Say what's up, Ike.
Yeah, what's up, peoples? It's your boy, Ike.
Okay. And tonight, we got a special guest all the way from my hometown, Mobile, Alabama. Bama, stand up. We got Eternity on air. And you just got through listening to a sample of his song, Unapologetic. So, Eternity, speak to the people.
Yo, yo, what's good, people? This is the Heavenly Orchestrated, Never Duplicated Lyrical Symphony, known as the Eternal One Eternity. What's going on, Star?
What's up? I'm so happy that we were able to do this and get you out on the show. I'm excited. You've been doing this for, like, a long time. I've been following a lot of your music, and, you know, you do your poetry thing, too, so that's what's up. So, real quick before, you know, we get into it, tell everybody who is Eternity. Like, where did your name come from?
Eternity is basically a representation of my passion. You know, the literal definition for eternity is time without end or infinity. You know what I mean? So when I first started doing this, my whole goal was to make music that I want you to be able to play my music 20 years from now and reminisce on, you know, where you were in the moment that you heard the music. I mean, you think about people like Michael Jackson, you think about Prince, like their legacies will never die because their music will live on forever. So I want to leave an impact like that, and I had to choose a name that was going to be suited to leave that type of impact. So that's where I'm at.
That's definitely dope, like how you highlighted about your name, music that lasts forever. And you, there's so many out here, and we'll get into that topic. There's so many artists out here that seem to make music just for the moment. But I like that you have a mission to, you know, do something that everybody's going to be able to play for years to come. So that's really dope.
I appreciate it.
Ike, did you have something to say?
Yeah, so I was checking out your Instagram, man, and it looks like you are a spoken word artist. So how did that lead you into the music game?
Honestly, the two kind of go hand in hand. You know, hip hop is just a personification of spoken word over beat. You know what I'm saying? This is something that I've always done. I've always been into creative writing. And, you know, this is just, I turned to music more so as a creative outlet. My grandfather kind of inspired me. He was a jazz trumpeter for people like the likes of Cannonball Adderley. He even got a chance to play with Miles Davis. And, you know, with him knowing that I was into writing, he knew that I was into the poetry. And I had just kind of started to do a little rapping. He just basically told me if I was going to do something, you know, make sure that I never gave up on it. So the two kind of went hand in hand. And with the spoken word, there's only so much that you can convey. I think there are certain subject matters that while they can go for both, you kind of have to stick, you know, portion of it in the spoken word genre and then a portion of it in the music. So that's how I balance the two.
That makes sense.
Okay. So Eternity, when listening to your music, like, how does your music define you? Like, if I make sense, how does your music define you?
Yeah, I mean, it does. Oddly enough, I guess it depends on where I'm at in my life. I kind of always make music that reflects wherever my mind is at the moment. So it's hard to say, you know, it's hard to pick just one definition. But I like to switch it up. I mean, I can do everything from a repetitive pattern and flow fast to making really intimate music or to make, you know, Bobby Head type records, just like the Unapologetic record that you let the people hear in the beginning. I mean, and honestly, I feel like life is like that too. You know, in life things happen, things go great. Yeah. Sometimes things go south, but either way, you kind of have to adjust and adapt to your environment.
Right.
So either it's like you adjust and you adapt, or either you crumble and you fall. And so I adjust and I adapt to, at least I attempt to, adjust and adapt
right.
to any type of style, any type of flow, so on and so forth. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was checking out your video to your single that you're pushing right now, and I've noticed you have like real meaningful lyrics. Like you talk about really speaking the truth, getting it out there to the masses. It seems like. So with that said, what do you want your fans to really get from your music? You know, what's like the purpose? If there's any like message you want to get across.
I hope it invokes emotion. You know, it's like I was talking about earlier with the timeless music. Now, will it do that? I mean, only the listener will know, honestly. I think so many people become trapped in the beat. They get so caught up in the beat that they don't really take the time to catch nuances. They don't catch the wordplay. You know, there's a marriage. You know, music is a marriage, literally. You have to find the right track. You have to find the right words, and I want to be able to make that music to make people feel like they just stepped off a roller coaster. I want them to go through highs. I want them lows, you know, loops, fast, slow, exhilarating, chill. That's the aim. And in order to be able to spread that message, you just kind of have to take a chance. Honestly, with that single that we've got right now, I expected a lot of backlash, but so far it's been doing really, really well. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit surprised, but the support has been definitely appreciated, and people have been opening up a little bit more, so I love it. I love it.
That's what's up. I know you mentioned earlier about the music of today. I mean, like, it's so crazy, but how do you feel this current music, you know, that we're listening to on the radios today has affected the production of music from like these new rap artists that are like coming out?
That is a good question. Honestly, I feel like it's made it harder for MCs to be heard. I mean, and I mean real MCs. You know, in my eyes, though, radio has always been kind of that way. Because, you know, I'm not sure if people know this or not, but most radio stations are kind of monopolized. Cumulus, Clear Channel, you got your occasional satellite sponsored stations like iHeart, XM, so on and so forth. But, you know, if you think about it, we've kind of gone backwards in music because we had a time where everything was snap, it was crunk, it was party, and now we have what they're calling mumble rap. I mean, you know, the beats are crazy. They're all club bangers, but that's what dominates the radio. And, you know, these are the people that are getting signed because these are the people that are being pushed. These are the people that you hear in the clubs or the bars or, you know, on the radio. And, I mean, it's all good for the major labels, but it also makes it hard for the radio to accept music with substance. I think substance is really hard to sell unless it's coming from somebody like a J. Cole or Outkast, Kendrick Lamar, people that have been doing it for a minute, so they already got a name in the industry. But it's hard for new artists who are trying to do that or spread messages to break in. I don't want to go too long. You know what I'm saying?
But oh, you're okay.
I think a lot. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we got time, man.
that works. I think about, you know, the XXL, the freshman couple that they had for 2016, and like people just they lost their minds at that cover. I personally, as much of a hip hop head as I am, I only knew two people on that cover. I knew two people. I knew Lil Dicky and I knew Denzel Curry, and I knew Denzel Curry from hearing him on some underground, like some SoundCloud type stuff. And I had actually been following Lil Dicky for a while because I like his flow. But, you know, now it's like since that cover has come out, it's like that cover drop. And now if you go listen to the radio, you might hear seven of their songs play back to back to back to back to back to back. Even if you switch stations, you're going to hear those same seven people back to back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, you know, that's what the radio does. That's what radio does for music, period. It's almost like force-feeding entertainment. And people become so engulfed in what they hear on the radio or what's supposed to be popular that they really don't end up giving other artists a chance. So, yeah, the radio makes it hard. Bottom line, the radio makes it hard, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, so
we
got to
be careful what we say about radio because I worked for Cumulus for 2 years, so I don't know who's tuned in.
I know. I mean, I understand. Like I said, you know, it's all business. I know it's all business.
Yeah, it is rough because, like you were saying, like to me now it's like all about just a beat. You know, as long as it's got a good beat, you don't have to understand what they're saying. You don't have to understand what they're talking about. It's just a good beat. And I don't want to call no artists out, but, I mean, there was, like, this one artist. It was a popular video going around where he was reading the words to one of his lyrics to his song with no beat. And it was just ridiculous. I mean, I was like, this is what everybody's dancing to because this dude was, like, stuttering over his own words. And I was like, you don't even know what you're saying, you know. And it's, man, it's crazy. So it's good that you brought that out because, like, I don't know what's being promoted these days. And like you said, it does make it difficult for real artists to, you know, step out there and try to actually put out their work that they're actually putting in time to do. And, you know, it's crazy.
I know you're a big fan of it, of conscious music. But like, are you opposed to commercial music? Do you have any like commercial sounds like on your album or what? You think you combine both maybe?
Yeah. When you talk about like the commercial music, I have absolutely no, see, I think that's another common misconception too. Just because I like the conscious music doesn't mean that I shut out everything else because, you don't want to hear conscious music all the time. You know, you're going to be fed, you know, you're going to have a good time. You're going to go out and, you know, truth is my song, truth is my own joint, but I don't expect to walk into a club at 12:30 a.m. and the DJ is playing Truth. He's gonna be playing something that Metro Boomin produced, Mike Will produced. yeah, you know what I mean. Right. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I don't ever want people to get me wrong and think that, you know, oh, he's so serious, he's this, he's that, because I love, I'm a goofball, man. I love to have a good time.
Right.
Now, in terms of my music, I've made plenty of commercial music.
Okay.
Now, on this upcoming album, it's not so much of a commercial sound. Commercial production, yes, but the subject matter is still there.
Right.
And what I like to do is I take my more commercial music, or like just my fun music, and I tend to release that for free on like mixtapes and things of that nature. And then I tend to focus my more serious music towards the album and the beat production and things like that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Eternity, like, are there any artists in the music game that you see as like role models, that produce the same works that you do? Do you have any role models?
I don't know if I want to say that. I don't know if I want to say it's the same type of music that I produce.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, like, I am the biggest Bone Thugs and Harmony fan I know. Even today,
oh,
I'm still a fan.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony is probably the sole reason I even began rapping, just to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
I got a chance to check out, like, they're still touring. You know, they just celebrated mm-hmm. the 20th anniversary of East 1999 Eternal, and they are still touring. They are still doing shows.
Wow.
I'm talking about, like, thousands of people in arenas. I think they were practically on tour for, like, almost a year, but it was three different tours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm still a huge fan. Like, I'm a huge Mark. I go see him wherever I can. Now, when we talk about today's music, I'm a huge fan of Childish Gambino. I think if mm-hmm. I could compare, well, I'm not going to say if I could compare. When people listen to my music, the two people they have compared my music to are Childish Gambino and Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. And so I take that as a compliment, because I really love what they do. I love the fact that Chance chose to stay independent, even though he could have been signed a contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I look at Childish Gambino, you know, as far as his creativity is concerned, I don't think anybody visually at this point in time can touch what he does. I mean, you're talking about a guy who started out as a screenwriter. He raps, he sings, he did the Atlanta show. You know, he does it all. He's a the Renaissance man of today. And that is the type of person that I aim to be.
Right.
You know, so that would definitely be who I would consider to be a role model for what I do.
Okay. But you brought up a good point about independent artists, like, making so much money, especially these artists in Atlanta. And, you know, all these record labels, you know, are basically trying to convince them to sign. So if you had the opportunity, what would you do? Would you sign a record deal, or do you think the independent route is, like, the best way to go for now?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it depends on where I'm at. I had the type of following that Chance had, I would definitely stay independent, because it's you know, he's been doing it for a while. He pushed mixtapes. I mean, but you're talking about a cat that was independent that's doing festivals.
Right.
Thousands of people. Nobody was checking for him when, you know, he had a mixtape and maybe 50 to 100, maybe even 1,000 listeners, but the cat is getting booked, you know, to sell now. The good thing about major labels, you know, they can definitely offer you exposure. And if I had the opportunity, I think if I were allowed to continue to make the kind of music that I love to make, then I would have no problem signing a contract. But, you know, I think oftentimes artists sign these contracts because it's quick money, and then they end up becoming slaves to their own music.
Yeah, slaves to the game.
You got artists out here. Yeah, You got artists out here that are, you know, talking about retiring when they still have 2, 3, 4, 5 good albums in them, and you know they do, but they they don't want to play to the machine. You know, so I think if the opportunity presented, the right opportunity presented itself, then yeah, I would sign. But I'm having a blast as an independent artist right now. I can't even tell that lie. So yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So, Eternity, like, what kind of upcoming projects are you working on right now, as far as music? Are you dropping any new albums or anything?
Actually, I am. Like, we were talking about the Truth single. That's going to be the first single off of my upcoming album. The album's called Evolutionary. I haven't a release date for it just yet, but it's definitely coming out this year. It was supposed to have been out last year, but had a few little setbacks or whatever, and it only made the music that came to it better. You know what I mean? So Evolutionary is an album that I have waited forever to make, but you can't just release any kind of music with an album titled Evolutionary. So I had to wait for. I felt like I had to mature. I had to mature lyrically. I had to mature mentally. You know, these are things that I wanted to be able to convey, but convey in the right way. And when I first started recording this album, the types of tracks that were coming out, people were asking me, like, are you ready for this type of attention? And I'm like, you know, somebody's got to say it. If you don't hear it on the radio, somebody's got to say it. And so I'm really excited about this album. So like I said, that'll be out most likely in the spring, but like I said, I don't have a set date for it. And then like I was talking about earlier, I already started working on a follow-up mixtape for it. And God willing, I'm going to have a DVD dropping in the fall, but we're working on it and kind of keeping it under wraps. So I can't give too many details about it just yet, but I like to say tell the people to stay tuned. Cause it's coming. Please believe it's coming.
Hey, Eternity. Also, where can listeners go and get your music or download your single from?
You can go to MrEverlasting.com. That is the literal gateway to everything. My tour schedule, all of my social media, music, merchandise. You can get everything from MrEverlasting.com. So.
Okay. Well, you know, I got to ask it. I was telling Star, I was checking out your Instagram once again, man, and I saw my baby Erykah Badu on there. So, you know, you got to tell me about, you know, that experience meeting her. Was it brief? Did you get to perform, you know, open up for her or what? You know, I was hating when I saw that.
No. I didn't. The photo that I got a chance to snap real quick was actually when she was here for a concert. She got cut off early, and she was not happy about it. So she kind of stayed after and took a bunch of pictures, you know, with fans or whatever. But as an interesting story, probably about 8 years ago, I stopped in Dallas. I was in Dallas on a fly, and I stopped by a spot that a friend told me about that was an open mic. And I was on stage performing, and she walked in the club. So that was actually the first time I got to see her. This last time I got the photo, but I didn't get the conversation. The last time I got the conversation, but I didn't get a chance to get like a photo. But just being in that present is amazing, man. I don't even know what to say about that woman. She is everything, and has been for a very long time. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's still relevant. Still relevant in the game, definitely.
Definitely.
Most so. Speaking of performances, what is the greatest performance you've ever had, and where was it at?
That's a hard one.
That's a hard one.
She's asking a hard question.
I think, yeah, it is. That's a hard one. I think I think my greatest performance would have been at Bayfest if they hadn't pulled the plug on that one. But, but you know, I've had a lot of fun, a lot of places. I've had a chance to perform in front of, you know, crowds of 20. And I actually got a chance, once again, I've been doing this for a little while. So I'm going to say more than a couple of years ago, I got to do a spring break party in Daytona. And I think there were like 5,000 or 6,000 people on the beach. So that was probably the greatest because I love energy. You know, I love energy. And I can remember, you know, just being wrapped up in that energy. And I think one of the other times that I've really felt that energy, I was at Soul Kitchen in Mobile Christmas night, I want to say 2 years ago. And, I mean, like, the people that were just coming through that place, listening to the music, the energy. I don't know if it was Christmas. I don't know if they had a lot of eggnog, but either way it goes, we had a good time. We had a real good time. And, you know, so, like I said, I've been a lot of places, but wherever the energy is, that's where the performance is going to be that night, and that's where we're going to have a good time. So, you know, okay. I'm getting ready to go back out on tour. Maybe I'll have a new greatest performance, you know, come a couple of months down the line. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Coming
I've never
from
honestly
our
been to Mobile.
Oh, go ahead.
Out of Barrow, right. Oh, no, no. I was just saying, because I'm unfamiliar with Mobile, Alabama, and it seems like a hard area to break out as an artist. Can you tell me about, like, the music scene, you know, in Mobile, and you think, like, y'all are being, like, overlooked?
Yes and no. I think if you take the artists from Mobile and compare them to any other city, you know, it could be Houston, it could be Atlanta. I'm going to be honest, I think the biggest difference between the artists here and other cities is not to say that it doesn't happen in other cities, but I think that in most of those bigger cities, it's like everybody realizes that everybody's trying to succeed. I think that everybody's trying to eat, you know, they're realizing the dream, supporting the family. They're just trying to make a living doing something that they love to do. And, you know, one thing that I've noticed is that artists on Mobile tend to be almost in two different groups. You've got those that make more of the mainstream type music, and then you got those that make that underground, you know, backpack, boom, bap, battle rap type music. And I would consider myself to be more so one of those underground, you know, backpack type rappers.
Right.
You know, I noticed that the underground tends to support more of the mainstream styles, but it is not so much in reverse. You know what I mean? So don't get me wrong. I mean, like, it's a mutual respect amongst all the artists. It's really cordial. You know, and personally, I try to support everyone, especially if they're going about it professionally, they're being about their business.
Right.
As well as doing the music. You know, if I see somebody, if they grind and they post a song or a video or an announcement, I'm going to share it because I realize you're trying to eat too. You know, you my brother, you my sister. You know, we in two totally different markets. And everybody's trying to do this thing that we call hip-hop or what we call rap. But you got to also realize that helping somebody else shine won't take away from yours. And I think people need to realize that more because it's really easy to hate. It's much easier to hate on somebody than to show love or to support. But, I mean, I'm talking it takes, you know, 5 seconds to click the share button on a YouTube or a Facebook video and say, check this out. Even if you don't want to write a caption,
right,
you click the share button. All the shares matter. You know what I mean? So I think that's the biggest thing. Like, we got some artists that have been doing major things here. We've got artists that are on the rise to do major things. We got artists that have been doing their thing for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, still out here grinding, still doing their thing, still getting a lot of love and support. And, you know, I like I said, I try to look and to support everybody. So that's part of the reason Mobile is overlooked, because, you know, there are a ton of talented individuals that don't get opportunity because they don't run in certain groups. They're not over here doing this particular event, but they're over here, and the music that they want over here isn't the music that, you know, they want to hear, so on and so forth. So I think it's just a matter of trying to merge the the underground and the mainstream, and trying to make it work for everybody. So everybody, everybody can support, everybody can make a living trying to do what they love to do. Because once you get eyes on the city, it's going to be like, okay, well, what else y'all got down there? Well, if you're only exposing them to, you know, niche audience A, what happens to niche audience B, C, and D? They get left out of that equation. And that's just something that's got to stop. So.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I've noticed. I think if our city starts, you know, the city of Mobile does a little bit more support for artists, you know, we can all blossom a little bit better instead of everybody kind of trying to, you know, like, oh, I don't want this person to steal my shine, and trying to step over the next artist. Because I've had the pleasure to hear some awesome, and, you know, I'm not the most, fan of rap, you know, but I have walked in the studio, you know, I've walked in the studio and been like, who is that? Is that in Mobile? Like, is he signed? You know, so I understand, we just got to do better, you know, that, and other cities, they're supporting their artists, and that we got to start supporting our artists a whole lot more, you know, that's a major thing. Eternity, like, for anybody that's, like, you know, trying to get into the music industry, or maybe not even just trying to get into it, but maybe they're doing their thing, or maybe feeling a little discouraged, what suggestions would you make for them, or what advice would you give to them?
That's a good question. Honestly, just to kind of piggyback off of what I just said, I think if I've learned nothing else, everyone isn't going to support you, even if you support them.
Right.
I can tell you, don't let it discourage you. I can tell you, don't let it discourage you. You know, continue to do you. Just get better and keep grinding, because somebody is always going to be watching you. I had people who didn't even know about my music, that I didn't know knew about my music. I should say that. And I'll run into them randomly, and like, they'd be like, oh, you're Eternity. And it's like, oh, you know who I am. Like, that still kind of gets me. Because like I said, I consider myself more of that underground. I'm not one of these mainstream people that they playing in every club in the city. But like, I get a lot of love, you know, from out of town, sometimes faster and more support out of town sometimes. Because different people like different types of music, and I mean, and that's understandable, you know. But I also think with that, you've always got to be about your business. It takes a lot more than just hopping on the beat and making a song. You need to learn as much as you can about this industry. Learn about publishing, marketing, copyrights. I mean, the whole nine.
It's a lot to learn.
It's a lot. Right. It's a lot more than going to, you know, one of these free beat websites, grabbing a track off there, writing, you know, something repetitive, running in the studio, recording, and go, hey, man, I got a song.
Right.
I got a hit single. I got this. I got that. I remember being in the studio one time, like just stopping by the studio one time, and these cats, they were in there. They were making a track. It was a pretty good track, and I just kind of hit them with, you know, like, so who's your publishing through? They had no idea what I was talking about. You know, I asked them about like production rights, or production points, producer credit, you know, so on and so forth. Like, and you know, that doesn't happen. I tend to mentor young boys too. I had a chance to mentor some guys. I think it's like four or five of them. They had a little group, and you know, they was like, oh yeah, we rappers, and that was the wrong thing to say to me, because I've always been about the business aspect. Of what you do, because if you really love what you do, you need to know everything about it. You need to try to immerse yourself in it to make yourself a better artist. And, you know, it was one of those things that they probably felt a little jumped on afterwards, but I just kind of pulled them to the side after the fact and let them know, you know, if this is something that you really want to do, keep grinding, but know the business. If you don't know the business, You know, you won't make any business. You'll be a one hit wonder, high and buy type deal. So yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Eternity, really appreciate you being on the show tonight. Can you tell our listeners where they can follow you as far as your social media sites?
Sure. On Facebook, you can catch me at Eternity, just Eternity. I'm on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram at The Experience. It's T-H-E-E, X, three X's, and then Experience. So P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E. And like I said, if you want to make it easy, you can head over to MrEverlasting.com. Look in the right hand of the homepage. I've got all of my social media links. Just click them. You can follow me instantly there. And, yeah, that's about it.
All right. Everybody, you heard where you can go and keep up with Eternity's music. You definitely need to check it out and follow him. Follow him on all social media sites. Eternity, once again, I am so grateful, thankful that, you know, you came on the show to sit and talk with us about what you're doing and what you're doing as far as with your music, you know, really representing for Mobile tonight, you know. So that's a major thing, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate y'all, man. I thank you for having me.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
definitely. It was a pleasure, man.
Also, everybody that's listening in, also, again, we have our new co-host for Stardom 100, Mr. Ike Morgan. Ike, can you give everyone how to keep up with you?
Of course. Please follow me on Instagram, Ike, spelled I-K-E, underscore Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. On Facebook, same thing, I-K-E, Morgan. So I'm trying to get my followers up, definitely.
All right, everybody, of course, you know how to keep up with me because I'm, like, everywhere. But you can follow me on Instagram, of course, Tanisha D. Davis, T-A-N-I-S-H-A-D Davis. Everybody knows what I'm doing. I'm always out there on social media like I live on it. But I love everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the show. We got a lot of great shows coming this year for the 2017. And definitely Eternity will have to have you back, even if we just rocking that latest album that you about to work on.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know when it drops so we can play it. Coming up, most definitely. Next week we got another great guest, but I'm not going to tell y'all because you're going to have to pay attention. You're going to have to follow the show to stay up to date and stay alerted with what we got going on. We got some major artists coming in next month. So, again, follow the show, hit that follow button so you can stay alerted with what we got going on. And we're going to sign off tonight showing major love. We're going to play Eternity's album, Unapologetic. And once again, thank you all for tuning in.
Stardom 100. I'm unapologetic.
I'm sorry, I don't know how many times the fire that resides has been buried under lies. Hedonistic nature, but it's only one-sided. Difference of opinion leads to others to confide in. Leaving them awake with broken hearts and shattered dreams. Never the intention, cause I know that feeling means. Been the victim of the love game a few times in my life. The one thing that you learn is only change for your wife. No one else deserves it unless you see potential. Even in a time where I keep it flawed confidential. Insecurities loud, they scream attention. Superficial nature always met with contention. Give them full disclosure and they handing out convictions. Say they want the truth and put the pussy on suspension. You know it's dead, closed mouths don't get fed. He only opened up the hang pass over your head. I'm
call me Jermaine Cole. Brought up in the world with a demeanor so cold. Slick as black ice. The good in me like MOB. The city where my demons see me struggling to better me. I'm trying to be all I can be. Never been in the army. Combative and protected to never come let them harm me. In the process, I've been blinded by the past. Try to expand horizons and somehow we in the flash. And it's nice to meet you. They call me Eternity. If you want to, you can call me Mr. Everlasting. Tell them I got a lady and either they fall back. Or they are pushed some stronger and they wind up in the sack. I've never been perfect and I can't even pretend to be. I'm unapologetic because I know that this is me. Hate it or love it, you can take it or leave it. But I'm telling you, ain't nothing changing around here but the season.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.